Hi, I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high.
Hi, I'm Joshua Evans, and welcome back to my show. I'm so excited to have you here. If you want a way to make your organization's culture better, if you want employees more engaged, if you want people to care more about what they're doing, there's a really neat method to make that happen. So guess what? I was watching this show this past weekend with my kids. You've probably seen it. It's called Mary Poppins. It's an old classic. It's great. My kids actually like it, so that's wonderful. It's not overly animated, which makes it nice. But what does this have to do with company culture? You're probably asking. Here's what it is. There's a song in that show where Mary Poppins talks about how a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. It's the same thing with our businesses. If we want our employees to do some of the hard work, the work that's not fun, the work that we need them to complete even though they don't want to do it, because not everybody wants to do every single task, what we need to do is gamify it. That's what we need to do. We need to gamify the work to get our employees to do it more. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. A little bit of gamification helps the employees do their work. And it seems kind of silly and it seems kind of childish. But you know what? That's some of the things that we need in the workplace today. I think it's too stoic. It's too professional. If we can add a little bit of fun to the working environment, people are actually going to enjoy the work that they're doing. They're not going to just be waiting for Fridays and dreading Mondays, okay? And so there's some things behind that. But let me give you a quick example. So there's this organization, right, out of Massachusetts that I spoke with recently. I saw one of their employees, right, one of their managers, or I guess she was a VP, give a talk about how they keep their employees engaged, about how they gamified their workplace. Now, they're a call center, and call centers, having worked in one myself, it's a difficult place to keep people caring about their work. But they looked at it from a perspective of how can we make this more like a game? How can we make this not just competitive, but fun? And so what they ended up doing is building this whole group of metrics around what makes a great employee, right? And what allows an employee to be something stand out, what they really want to exemplify, something they really want to point out is like, this is exactly what we need to do. And they built up this metrics, right? And from that, they put in place all these stage gates, right? Along this, we'll call it a game. And so they put screens all over their building, right? In the front office, in the actual room where everybody's taking calls, in the meeting rooms, everywhere. And all it does is have their game board up there, right? So like Jenny is leading, right, with, you know, 16 closed calls this week, right? Or, you know, Bob's leading in customer surveys this week, best customer surveys. And so they have a few different categories for the stuff that they want to reinforce, right? So the behavior that they want their team members to exhibit, they have those literally are the metrics that they put on these boards everywhere. So now you've made the results public, right? So everybody can see it, right? It's very simple, but the people that do the best, they don't just get monetary rewards. In fact, what they found out is that more so than that, their employees want to do something even more silly. And so what they've been doing is they bring in quarterly, they bring in one of those giant tubs of water and they have their executive team sitting there and they get to dunk their executive team, the people that have met certain metrics. And while it seems silly, right, it's a rite of passage. It's a source of joy. It's a goal, right? And like they even have team goals, right? If we all get to this certain thing, then this person's going to shave their head. It's so silly and it's so fun, but it focuses everybody's efforts. I know it seems ridiculous, right? Well, Josh, this is a workplace, right? But they're working harder because of the games that are installed. It's not detracting from them. I know a lot of people think, oh, if we gamify the work, right, they're just going to be focused on this game and we're not going to get anything done. But it's totally different from that. It actually works the opposite. I know it's kind of counterintuitive, but once you gamify the stuff you want them to do, they're going to do more of that stuff. Seriously, it sounds so wild, but small bits of gamification can really improve not only our productivity, but our profitability of our organizations. I'll give you an example of how I've reinforced my children's behavior, okay? So I have two kids, and they don't always do exactly what I want. They don't always listen the first time, but what we've done is I've created a game board. Literally, it's a game board that hangs up in my kitchen. Like, hey, guys, check it out. Y'all want to get a new inflatable for our front yard for Christmas, right? They want to save up money to get Rudolph or something like that. And so, okay, this is how much it costs. And so every time you listen the first time, we're going to mark along this chart. And it literally looks like a Candyland chart, right? And it takes them all the way down the path to this inflatable Rudolph or whatever it is. And I get to use that now to keep them inspired to do the stuff that I want them to do. It's the same thing in a workplace, all right? But here's the thing. What we need to remember is that when we're doing it, there's some rules, right? So there's three things that you can do in your organization to make sure that if you're going to gamify it, if a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, it has to be a spoonful of sugar, right? Not a cupful of sugar. And it has to be tied to the medicine, right? So if we're going to gamify the work to make the employees care more, here's how you do that, right? First, it has to be tied to a reward and an incentive. It has to, but it can't just be monetary. People like the prestige, right? People like to win. They like the competitive aspect. So it can't just be, okay, we're going to give you a gift card. That's not inspiring to people. You have to do something bigger, and you actually need to make it part of your organization's culture. You can't just be, okay, whoever gets the most calls gets a, you know, $100 Starbucks gift card. Because if bonuses work, they would always work to incentivize. We have to make it more of a game. We have to get everybody involved, okay? So it has to be tied to reward and an incentive. Second thing, we have to reinforce the behavior we want. It can't be a game for the sake of a game. We have to be reinforcing the behavior that we want. Now, I've been with some organizations where instead of rewarding the good behavior, they discipline the behavior they don't want. And the problem is then it creates this malaise, this anger. People work just hard enough to not be in that bottom sector. And so I'll give you the example. So we had an organization I worked for about, I don't know, 8 years ago. We had this new manager, and he came in. He goes, hey, y'all aren't using our CRM enough. And so here's what's going to happen is if you don't use the CRM, I'm going to withhold your commissions. And everybody looked around and was like, okay, wait a second. We're making our sales, right? We're hitting our bonuses, but now he's going to withhold our commissions if we don't use the CRM. So people now are begrudgingly filling out the stuff in there, right? They're literally like just, they're half-heartedly filling in the information. And the problem with half-heartedly filling in the information is people, they're making stuff up now too, just to check the box. It's not the right behavior. They're not gamifying the good stuff. All they're doing is just enough to check that box so they don't get punished. And the problem with that is that there's no incentivization there, right? And it's a bad metrics for what is actually going on in our organization. That's why I think if he had done it a different way, we'd be like, hey guys, guess what? Whoever puts in the most detailed descriptions of the meetings that they had, whoever is continually tracking certain opportunities that we have out there or closing deals the correct way in the sales force, we're going to bonus them this much amount, or we're going to increase their commissions by, you know, 0.5%, and that would have been a lot there. But whatever it is, incentivizing gets people excited about doing it. Disciplining gets people to do just enough. And it also, it forces people to lie a bit too. And so that's, you want to go away from that. You want to make sure that it's tied to a reward and incentive, not a disciplinary action, because then it's not a game, right? And nobody likes to be disciplined. People love to play games. People love to actually win something. And I think that's what you have to do, right? So the first thing, once again, is make sure it's tied to a reward or incentive. The second thing is make sure that you're reinforcing the behavior that you want. And I think that's the big problem is some people, they try to gamify the workplace, but it's not tied to something they want done. So I've seen it where organizations, they'll bring in and they'll put a ping pong table in the break room. Look, we're a fun company. You haven't gamified the work. You've just put a game in the work. And now the problem is nobody actually uses that foosball table because it's there, right? And it's some kind of morale booster, right? But it's there, but not to be used. It's there to see, but not play. Because if they're over there playing for an hour a day, the manager's going to look over there and be like, oh my goodness, why? They're just playing ping pong. What the heck is wrong with our team? And so that's not actually incentivizing the behavior you want, unless you're like a ping pong company, you need to test new products or something like that. But you got to make sure that if you're going to gamify something, it has to be tied to the work that you want done. It can't just be some random game. People don't like that. People won't be part of that. And once again, that's not going to make your organization more productive because now all of a sudden you're taking people off the stuff you want them to do. Okay, the next thing, whatever you do, it needs to be simple enough to where you can explain it in just a couple of sentences. It needs to be simple and replicatable. Because the goal, right, is to set up some sort of a game, some sort of a gamification. And then if you bring a new team member on, you can easily throw them into the game. Be like, hey, look, this is what we're trying to achieve. This is how you get there. And this is what you get if you win. Are you ready? Let's play. And making it repeatable, right, or replicatable, makes it easy for onboarding new people. And it makes it easy to talk to others, right? The more complicated the game, the harder it is to actually play. Now, I love to play Risk. Like, it's a fun game to me. In fact, I even have, like, a Lord of the Rings Risk. I know I'm nerding out on you right now. I have a Lord of the Rings Risk, and it's one of my absolute favorite games. But I cannot get anybody to play it with me because it's so complicated. There's a million little rules, and it takes a long time to play, and other people don't enjoy it as much as I do. I just happen to love that game because I also like Lord of the Rings. Shout out to Tolkien. But if I want to play a game with lots of people, I need to play a simple game that everybody knows how to play, or one that I can at least explain very quickly. That's the thing. In your organization, your games need to be simpler, like checkers. Right? Not really complicated like Lord of the Rings Risk, which is an awesome game, and they don't make it anymore, and it's phenomenal. So if you're out there and you like Risk and you like Lord of the Rings, you should check it out and try to find a thing, because it's one of the best games I've played. But I can't get anybody to play with me because it's so complicated. So in your organization, make sure that you make it simple and replicatable, right? The more complicated the game, the less likely people are to actually engage in that game. And if we want our organizations to be more fun, if we want our employees to care and not want to leave to go somewhere that's boring because we're so much fun, then we have to gamify it. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. A little gamification keeps the employees engaged. So, thank you for joining me on my little rant, but I absolutely think that gamification is a phenomenal way to not only keep your employees caring about what they're doing, but to incentivize the behavior you want done. So, my name again, you know, Joshua M. Evans. I'm so glad you joined me. If you want to reach out to me, I'd love to hear what you think about the show. You can send me an email at info@joshuamevans.com. Or you know what? Why don't you even check me out on social media @enthusiasticyou on every major platform. Have a phenomenal day.